John. देह विदासुरा निषेकारी सबकाशुपन्नदी प्रसाद महाराज इन स्ट्रैक्टिंग इज फ्रेंड्स ऑल स्मॉल चिल्ड्रेन अबाउट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. He is instructing so many things. We have been discussing this subject matter for the last few days. Now, he is placing before them for submitting, for consideration. My dear friends, Devabhitam, those who have accepted this material body, Asura. Asura means demons. He also belongs to the family, atheistic family. His father was atheist. And all his friends, because his father was king, so all his friends happened to be the citizens of that atheistic kingdom. So all of them are being addressed as Asura. Asura means demons, godless. There are two kinds of people, Asura and Sura, or Deva and Asura. So, who are Asuras and who are Devas? Devas means godly, and Asura means non-god or atheist. In the Vedic literature, you will find there are definitions that there are two kinds of people. Dau-bhuta-sargo-loke-daiva-asura-eva. There are two kinds of people in this world. Vishnu-bhakta-bhavet-daiva. And who are, daiva means godly. Now, who are godly? Vishnu-bhakta. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of God. As those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are called God. And asura tadviparjaya. Tadviparjaya means just the opposite number. What is the opposite number? It is at once they hear something of God, or they become fire. What is this God? I am God. He is asura. So, Prahlad Maharaj is asking the Asuras, his friends, my God, friends are sometimes addressed in strong languages, but does not affect friends in friendly terms. So, Prahlad Maharaj is directly attacking that you are all at peace. But you are speaking among friends, there is no question of friendly. And actually, they are sons of all atheists. So, he is submitting, my dear friends, that nirupatamihasartha, you just try to find out what is your interest. You do not know your interest. Everyone is called selfish. I am self-interested. Yes? You should be self-interested. Everyone should be self-interested. That is the nature. I am thinking for my self-interest. You are thinking for your self-interest. When you become philanthropist, there is also self-interest. I want to become a very welfare worker in the society because there is my self-interest. That you will elect me as president or some big officer. So self-interest is natural. That is not abominable. If you become self-interested, that is not abominable. That's nice. But you do not know what is your self-interest. Prahlad Maharaj admits that nirupaka. Just try to analyze what is your self-interest. Nirupakani ha svartha kyan dihu vitasva karvani arvata dihi nishekadi su avasthasu klishmanasya karma dihi. Now you are trying to be happy by your work. Everyone is trying to be happy by his work. Ordinary worker, he is also trying to be happy by working, and a great capitalist, he is also trying to be happy by work. But Bhagavad Gita says that they are trying to be happy. In what sense? They are trying to be happy with the body or sensory gratification. But how long you shall be able to satisfy your senses? Your interest is defined, not sense gratification. Your interest is that you have to find out what you are. So, that is described in Bhagavad Gita very nicely, that you are this consciousness. Avinashita-tati-vidhi-dena-sarva-mijam-tatam. That you are, that permanent, the consciousness. And what is that consciousness? That consciousness is pure form, is Krishna consciousness, that I am servant of God. This is pure consciousness. So long, my consciousness is designated. I am American, I am Indian, I am Chinese, I am Russian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. These are all designations due to this body. But actually, I am neither American, neither Indian, nor Christian, nor Hindu, nor Muslim. But I am eternally the servant of God. So, Prahlad Maharaj is submitting that if you are servant of God, eternal, then you find out your engagement, eternal engagement. That is the duty of your human form of life. Don't be misled by designation. Krishna consciousness means to become free from all designations. Sarva-padhi-vinir-muktam. You have to become free from all designations. Tatparatena nirmala. And in connection with the Supreme Lord, you have to become nirmala. Nirmala means without any contents. Last night in the television, one boy was asking me, Sanji, you are all after spiritualism, why you are using this clay as pillow and so many things you are using which is much matter? So I explained to him, perhaps you have known. Actually, there is no matter. Actually, in this sense, because everything is emanating from the Supreme Spirit. Everything is emanating. Janmadasajata. What is the absolute truth? The absolute truth is that from which everything is emanating. The source, the fountainhead of everything. So, whatever we see, now, of course, we are in condition, material condition, we see everything material. But even this material energy is also spiritual because it is coming from the Spirit, the Supreme Spirit. Suppose anything comes from the fire, it is hot. Fire, anything coming from anything you can, you are cooking daily, and as soon as you cook something, it becomes very hot, and you take it from it, it's hard, you cannot catch it. So, by nature, everything is hot or everything is spirit, because it is coming from the Spirit. By nature. Just like sunshine. Sunshine has got all the qualities of the sun. Sunshine has got temperature. Sunshine has got illuminating power, as the original sun has got. Similarly, although the whole creation, whole manifestation is the display of the energy of the Supreme Lord, they are not different in quality. In quality, there is no difference. No. Just like the sunshine and the sun, it may be the temperature in the sun planet is very great. That's all right. But you cannot say that the sun is hot, but the sunshine is cold. No, that cannot. That cannot. It may be the degree of temperature lesser. There is temperature. That is the sign that it is coming, emanating from sunshine. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, you find that this whole manifestation, there are different kinds of energy that is conferred in the Vedas, Vedic literature, Upanishad also, parasya-sakti-dividaiva-sriyate. The energy of the Lord are differently manifested. Just like this light, they take the same example, fire. Fire is placed in one place, but it is manifesting in different ways. It is illuminating, it is distributing its heat from one place. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, He may be far, far away. He is not far, far away because He is present by His energy. Just like sunshine, sun is far, far away from us, but He is present just before us by His signs. We can understand what is sun. Similarly, if you study the energy of the Supreme Lord, then you will encounter a Krishna consciousness. So, if you engage yourself in the energy of Krishna, then you become Krishna conscious, and as soon as you become Krishna conscious, you become non-separate. You become non-separated from Him. Just like qualitatively the sunshine and the sun is hot, warm, similarly, you are also the same spiritual energy, or the whole world is spiritual energy, nothing but. There is nothing but spiritual. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. But how to realize? If everything is Brahma, then why we are separating this? This is material, this is spiritual. This is Maya. This is called Maya. Maya means illusion or forgetfulness. How it happens? It happens just like the sunshine is covered by cloud. Sunshine is covered by cloud. Not all the sunshine. An insignificant part of the sunshine is sometimes covered by the cloud. And when it is covered by the cloud, there are so many inconveniences. Just like you say, in New York, when you find a sunshine star, you say, oh, today is very nice. Why nice? Because the pure sky is open. Therefore it is very nice. And so long it is over covered by clouds, you find so happy. Similarly, if you can, drive away the cloud of ignorance, then you actually become in Krishna consciousness. Cloud of ignorance. And what is that cloud of ignorance? The cloud of ignorance is that I am the enjoyer. The first beginning of cloud of ignorance.